Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from one of our listeners.
It's Silke contacting you from French Polynesia, where I'm currently living and cruising on my boat. Like many other cruisers, I collect garbage that has washed up on the shore, and my question is, what is best to do with it? The locals here in the atolls mainly burn it. The garbage consists mainly of various types of plastic. Is this environmentally the best option to deal with it? Thank you so much.
Hi Silke, thanks for the question. Burning plastic waste, especially in open fires, is not the best option for the environment. It releases toxic chemicals in the smoke, such as dioxins, furans, and other harmful pollutants, which can be seriously damaging to human health and the environment. Here to tell us more and help you find a solution is Richard Lampitt from the National Oceanography Centre.
Thanks, James. As you say, dioxins and furans in particular are really toxic and can cause cancer, skin disorders, liver problems, and damage to the endocrine and immune system. In contrast to the plastic itself, it's actually the additives which are most concerned, such as plasticizers, stabilizers, and flame retardants that are released on burning. In addition, since plastic is made from oil and gas, i.e. fossil fuels, for every ton of dense plastic burned, up to 2 tons of carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere. Really bad news for global warming. The part of the world you're writing from, Silke, also has plenty of marine life, and the toxins from burnt plastic can negatively impact them too.
Usually, when we talk about plastic pollution, primarily the answer is to reduce, reuse, and recycle. But in your case, Silke, where much of the plastic you'll be coming into contact with will likely be from elsewhere, this mantra, which we all aspire to, may not be so relevant. So what can you do?
Secure disposal in proper landfill would have a slightly less harmful impact on the environment, but refuse sites often catch fire, so the effect on the environment is similar. In addition, the plastic ash residues persist wherever it's burned, and the toxins in this will leak into groundwater and then enter the food chain. Incineration at really high temperatures, above say 850 degrees centigrade, is the most effective method for destroying organic chemicals such as dioxins and furans. And a process called pyrolysis does exactly that. The plastic becomes a gas, which is then burned as a clean fuel, free of pollutants, generating electricity. The major drawback, however, is that these are really expensive infrastructures to build and then to run. So, what about other solutions? Another plan is to shred these plastics directly on site and transport this material to Tahiti, where there's a growing recycling facility. Tahiti has the most sophisticated recycling system in the Pacific, but still exports quite a lot of garbage. According to a European Parliament report last year, French Polynesia produces almost 150,000 tons of waste per year, of which less than half is effectively treated. It states that there are several problems with the current waste management system on the islands, with a heavy reliance on landfill, 78% of the waste, and the export of recyclable waste is very expensive and has environmental repercussions.
It seems there are no easy answers to your question, Silke, but burning plastic on open fires is not advisable. Collecting the rubbish you can and delivering it to waste management facilities sounds like your best bet, but it all goes to show that the fantastic properties of the plastics we use in our daily lives are also the main reason they pose a huge problem to our environment. Thanks to Richard Lampitt from the National Oceanography Centre for helping us with the answer. Next time, we'll be answering this question from listener Francisco, all the way in Chile. He writes, I've been told that jumping on a trampoline is healthy for humans. It's considered as good exercise and also helps coordinate brain and body. I'm 73 and wondering whether it's advisable for me to jump on a springboard. What a fabulous question. If you think you know the answer, why not log on to our forum and have your say at nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's Chris at thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.